Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. Now, we're going to be a little bit subdued because Monday was my birthday, June 30th, and I had some great news, but I also got some shocking news. My son's mother passed. And she was my ex-fiance, and I'm really kind of still shooken up about that, but I know she would want me to go on. My son's a very strong person, so I know he wants me to be lively. So we're going to try to do the show with a lot of upbeat type of things. We're going to talk about a serious subject, but I'm not going to be, I guess, as jovial. Hopefully, I thank all my friends that's called and sent their shouts out and really encouraged me to, you know, pick it up, do better, and just, you know, hey, things are what they are. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is the 4th, so happy 4th of July to everybody. And I promised Arlene that I would send out some fireworks. So for her, pop, pop, poof, poof, kaboom, kaboom. That's for her because she wanted some fireworks, and I don't have any in the studio. She always makes me laugh. I think she's kind of crazy. We've reached 15,528 listeners, and believe you me, it has been a struggle, a tug of war, but we're getting there. I want to send some special shouts out to Denise Hill in Hammond, Indiana. She's a new fan and listener. She just joined the group, and she definitely is a great fan. I want to send a shout out to Janine Beard, who ordered my book. I love writing a fun love story, which is my latest book. And Janine lives in Hasabah, Georgia. And when I first heard that name, I said, Hasabah, is that Hakabaka or Hukabuka or whatever it was like in the Bible days? And she said, no, it's Hasabah. So I learned how to pronounce that. And thank you, Janine, for buying my new book. I want to send a shout out to Michelle Hunt in Chicago for ordering my book, Broken Wings, Fallen Angels, which is my true life story, my autobiography. She lives on the south side of Chicago, and she's a new fan. And I definitely want to send a shout-out to my friend Arlene McLean in Atlanta, Georgia. She's always doing some great things for me. And I definitely want to send a special shout-out to Kathy. Kathy is listening, and she's in California. She's a new listener, and I want her to enjoy the show. So, like I said, I'm going to try to be a little bit upbeat. I may miss a few things because I really miss my son's mother. She was a great woman. It's just too bad that she died at such an early age at 43. She was born June 17th. And, you know, it's just amazing how we take life for granted. So she's the mother of my youngest son, Jacob. She's my ex-fiance. And I even want to send a shout-out to her current husband, who misses her, I'm sure, a great deal. She was a great woman. If you look on my screen board, you'll see a picture of her with the Dallas Cowgirls. So, again, she's the only black girl in the middle, so I guess you can't miss her. But we're going to start our show off. We're going to be talking about Bobby Womack, who just died. And I just talked about Bobby a couple of weeks before my show. So a salute to Bobby Womack, great man. Just a salute to some great people. The song I'm going to dedicate to my son's mother, my ex-fiance, is Soul in Mind by Lyra, and she's a great artist. We're going to be talking about a lot of great things tonight. If you want to reach me, you can reach me on my show at 347-633-9376. That's the number to call, and you'll be able to listen in. Otherwise than that, you can email me like most of you do at McClure.S@yahoo.com or my new email, Don S.McClure@AOL, or my business email, Don S. McClure@DSMPublications.net. And I want you to definitely get my new book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story. It is a funny and amazing story. So without further ado, what I'm going to do is play the song for Diana Felicia Rogers, who died at the age of 43. I mean, she was a jewel. And she's going to be missed by a lot of people. So I want to get that track in, and then we can go on to a few more upbeat tracks. But I want you to enjoy the show, because I'm going to enjoy it tonight and just take the little pain and put it in my pocket, like my mom used to say, and just remember all the good things about her. So let's get to Lyra in Soul and Mind.
I am a child born of love, so let love remain in my heart and my mind. Let love and joy be my friend. Give me peace with no end. Let me live with no fear and no shame. Let me begin to see love come alive in my life. Let me feel how it feels to be me. Do, 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 do. A longing and pounding in my heart led me to want so much more out of life. Led me to forgive every hurt, to let go of the past, and allow myself to heal every pain.
That was dedicated to Diana Felicia Rogers. So I hope you could hear me tonight, and I'm sure she's listening in heaven. And I want to send a special shout out to Anita Washington. She's in Indiana, and she's a fabulous woman. So I definitely want to send a shout out to her and hope she's listening. It's for her. She's just an amazing woman. Again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And we're paying tribute to a lot of great people, especially Bobby Womack and Felicia Guyana Rogers. You know, when you have these things on your mind and you never know where life's going to take its turn at. So I tell people, try not to take your life for granted. Try to hold on to the good things. You're going to have some issues come up. You're going to have some problems come into your life. But don't let those become the magnitude of your life. And we're talking about that because so many people let financial issues and bad relationships make the sum of their life. And sometimes if they would just say, okay, it does not rain forever. So you can't make anybody love you. You can't always make the right decisions in finance. You can't make always the best judgments for your children. But if you think about it, my son still has one parent that loves him dearly. And like he calls me Pops, which I can't stand that. But he calls me Pops and he says, hey, Pops, I love you. And I tell him I love him. And if you got somebody that you love, tell them every day, because you never know when you might not be able to tell them, whether it's your children, your mom, your dad, or whatever. So don't take life for granted, because you never know when it's going to slip away. Bobby Womack was a great, great musician, been around for years, and we're going to get into a track by Bobby Womack, because again, we had just talked about him a couple of weeks ago, and now Bobby's no longer with us. He's in that great hall singing for who's ever up there. I wish I was one of the angels flying around, but I'm not, like a fly on the wall. But I know Bobby would be enjoying himself. And this was a terrific artist. So let's get into some Bobby Womack, and we'll spike the show up a little bit. It's a little bit somber, but we're okay. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and no, I'm not shooting any firecrackers. But let's play Bobby Womack.
My heart and teardrop out of my mind over you. Girl, you're so hard to get next to. Impossible to be true. So many doors to open. Oh, I might get lost in you. So keep your heart open, baby. Just in case I do. Cause it's cold. Just in case I make a connection, baby, and my love might have a
And that was the great Bobby Womack. And again, we're trying to get into the show, and my producer over there told me definitely, hey, pick your head up. Everything's going to be okay. And it really is. I think sometimes we always let pain and sorrow kind of take over our lives. And you can always have some trouble in your life, which is why I always say don't take life for granted. It's those things that you hold on to. I know in my new book, I love writing a fun love story. I mean, I went into a Walmart, and a young lady told me, she said, Don, I really enjoy your work. I can't wait to get this new book, your books. And then I had a friend of mine reading the book last night. She gave it a 5-star review on Amazon, and then another friend of mine read the book and said they just couldn't put it down. They were halfway through, and they just kept laughing and laughing of how funny it was. And it dawned on me that when I was watching PBS, they were talking about the producers who things that they put things in perspective that people could use in everyday life. And that's how I try to write. So if you get a chance, go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net. And again, I want to thank everybody that's been concerned about me. I mean, it's a great feeling to know that people really care about you. I wrote something the other day on Facebook, and it's kind of the wisdom my mother taught me. She said, the one thing I learned, or at least the one thing that I learned from my mother, she would always say, don't let pain, sorrow, and grief take your life and your joy from you. When you lose someone close that you love, bring the joy of who they were and still are in your life. Let their memory be that of love and what special things you shared. Know that they were meant to be in your life as a part of your destiny, just like you were meant to be in theirs in a very special way. And when you shed a tear, let it be tears of the times you made each other happy. You will feel the pain of loss, but the memory of beautiful, lasting memories will and must set your heart at ease, because in all the time you spent together, you created something special from the one you shared love with. You know, I treasured that wisdom from my mom. She was a great woman. I mean, really, really a brilliant woman. And if you look on the panel board, there's a picture of my grandmother on there with my two older sisters. And my mother was the kind of person who, if you said you wanted to do something, she was there for you. She actually went and got a piano for my sister so that she could play one day at Carnegie Hall, and she did. So again, this was a woman that worked at a hospital, did not have a lot of money, but she didn't let that stop her. I think sometimes we let our finances control our life, and even though we get in trouble, we have to stop doing that, because there's much more to life than that. And yes, you do have to pay your bills, you do have to work it out, but as we were talking last week, we don't want those negative, intrusive thoughts to enter your life, and which is why we're talking about don't take life for granted. You know, a flower is there when you plant the seeds, and as long as you nurture it, they say that even if you talk to your plants, they continue to grow. Well, if you look at your life, you look at some of the things that you've been doing, whether they're good or bad. Like I was talking to a friend of mine, and she said she just realized that some of the relationships she was dealing with, it possibly could have been her. But at least she had a chance to take a look at herself. So I want you to look around your house, write it down, and look at the good things that you've achieved. Even if they don't make it to the millions of dollars, you still can get up in the morning, and if you're allowed to by God, you'll see a bright new day. So like I said, it's not going to always be sunshine, but it doesn't rain forever. We're going to play a track by Whitney Houston, and we all know she passed. She was a great female singer. But she made a track called Call Me, where she wanted this guy that she met to understand that no matter how busy she was, she wanted him to call her, she wanted to talk to him, and she was going to make time to hear his voice. And that's what we're talking about. She didn't take that relationship for granted, even though she was busy. So I want you to listen to the words in this by Whitney Houston called Call Me, and maybe you'll start to think about, hey, just pick up the phone sometimes and call your friends, see how they're doing. Call the people that you know mean a lot to you. Keep in touch, because you never know. You don't want to call them one day and they'll be gone. We're going to listen to Whitney Houston on a track called Call Me.
Mm-hmm.
didn't get that message, that she was going to definitely call him no matter what she had to do, I don't know what to tell you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm picking it up because I have to. You know what? It's good to live with good memories. And I got a hat full of those. But that was Whitney singing Call Me. So like I said, if he didn't get that message, then you know, maybe he can't read or something. I don't know. Maybe he don't have a cell phone. We're going to turn it up one more notch with a track by Outlaw. Actually called Outkast. Called Outlaw. It's called Call the Law. And we're going to take our volume up a little bit. And then we're going to come to a PSA. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about taking life for granted. Negative thoughts, bad thoughts, and intrusive thoughts. We talked a little bit about it last week. We're going to talk about it again. And again, I want you to stay healthy. And remember, you only have one life. So enjoy it, because you won't get a second chance to do it again.
Bubba and Booster on the B-Street, A-K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Wow, wow, wow. Up the Love Mountain. Then comes the Memphis Whoopa. One baby, two baby, three baby, campus baby, baby. Of the rings, these things you give me lip. But not the kissing of the bride, the dipping of the groom, the shit that make a nigga up and leave a fight a room. More like boo-hoo than boo, fuck who, well fuck you too. Fucking bitch, cheers, cover them ears. It appears that your mama won't drama. We need a comma or some space between words. For better or for worse, this is not what I deserve. The worst that I can take, actually I want the cake and eat it too and plus your plate. But wait now, don't you get the house, kids, cars? Everything we built together was ours, now it's all yours. That's hard, it's all yours.
If you don't think I mean it, then you feel it when I'm gone. I said I'm done, enough of your love. I said I'm done, enough of your love. I'm up to 3 o'clock in the morning, while you party until the dawn. I said I'm done, enough of your love. I said I'm done, enough of your love. Darling, ain't no feeling left, it's just a killing. Just grab my gun and let's go out. Just grab my gun and let's go out. It ain't no room for love.
my best, I'm good enough, I don't know what to say. I'm the king of this castle. Come on, baby, hold up, hold up.
If you don't think I mean it, then you feel it when I'm gone. I said I'm done, enough of your love. I said I'm done, enough of your love. I'm up to 3 o'clock in the morning, while you party until the dawn. I said I'm done, enough of your love. I said I'm done, enough of your love. Darling, ain't no feeling left, it's just a killing.
Oh!
Just grab my gun and let's go out. Just grab my gun and let's go out. It ain't no room for love, it's just this burning. It got me reeling. Call the low and hold you close. Call the low and hold you close.
Woo! I guess they called the law on them. She was telling them, hey, I ain't putting up with that nonsense. They're going to call the law because I will shoot at you. That was from Outkast from the movie Idlewild. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about taking life for granted, negative thoughts, and intrusive thoughts. But right now, I want you to check on your light bulbs because it's kind of dark in the studio, and I want you to have some luminance. That's what they call them. So let's listen to this PSA, and when we come back, we'll be ready to do some more of the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Dr. King Emperor Don S. McClure.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me decían eran de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Cover por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world. And sometimes, from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins. And we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. It really does not feel like a Friday. I mean, I've had a heck of a week. I won't say the H-E-L-L word on the radio, but I had a heck of a week. And anyway, by breaking your negative thinking habits and replacing them with positive exercises, you can conquer the frame of mind that stops you from achieving true happiness. You know, we talk about intrusive thoughts. And again, I want you to know the difference in intrusive thoughts and just totally negative thoughts. Intrusive thoughts are unwelcome and involuntary thoughts, images or unpleasant ideas that may become obsessions. They can become and are upsetting or distressing and can be difficult to manage or eliminate. Now, bad thoughts may become paralyzing, anxiety-provoking, or persistent. Bad thoughts can produce unwanted worries or memories such as stress disorder or anxiety disorder or even eating disorder. Now, we're talking about that because, again, every day in life, you make choices. And some are going to be good choices, and some are going to be bad choices. Some you're going to think you need to let a relationship go, and you shouldn't. Some you're going to need to let that relationship go because that person hasn't found peace within themselves. And it's not you. It's not what you're doing. Sometimes a person just has to look inside and be happy with themselves. So I was listening to a guy today again on, like I said, I listened to a lot of PBS. And the guy said he was dead broke. His friends, it was about four or five of them, they were all on public aid. They had lost their jobs. They just weren't doing well. And it took them 3 years to come back. But what they did was they found a way to sell meat from a truck that they could get memberships for people to buy the meat and chicken and produce a lot cheaper than the stores. And now, after 3 years of struggling, the company's doing really well. I'm going to find out the name of the company. I think it was called Zanco. And they pull up in a truck and deliver the meat that's already pre-ordered for you. So here's a guy that was struggling for 3 years. His wife didn't give up on him. The husband stuck in there. And after the third year, the company started picking up. You know, we go into these things hoping that day one you're going to make money. And sometimes you don't. But it's not always good to let the intrusive thoughts get in your head and say, this is just not working. You have to hang in there. Now, I'm not saying hang in there until the ultimate demise comes, but I want you to think about what it is you're saying and doing. And sometimes take a moment to think, am I letting intrusive thoughts invade my world and make me make bad decisions? Negative thinking is a common but easily, and I did say easily, reversible program. And a lot of times it's a reversible problem. So I want you to think about these things every time you make a decision and what you wear, what you do, like with food, what you take into your system. You're allowing yourself to decide on what your body's going to react to. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And again, it's July the 4th. And I'm amazed at how we're celebrating July 4th for the country, and we're still not taking care of our veterans the way that we should. So I don't know. We got to get that part together. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking about a lot of great things, and we're talking about not taking life for granted. I just don't want you to do that. Let's see if we can find another Bobby Womack track, because it is about Bobby, and we're going to play a track called Daylight that Bobby made famous, and yeah, we had that on our show before, but we're going to play it again in honor of Bobby Womack.
Well, like I'm going again.
I can't seem to believe myself.
Here I go again. Here I go again. Here I go again. Listen to me now. It's 5 o'clock a.m. but the party is still going strong. There's a conversation over in the corner. The FM music is moving, folks getting down in their stocking feet. Sleepy eyes are peeping from the window across the street, and it looks like daylight. When I'm just getting in, oh, it's the only time. It seems to be the only time that I can unwind. Swore to myself time and time and time again that I would give.
Daylight, gonna catch
Wow, that was Bobby Womack. Almost missed the cue. I was trying to get a hamburger. And I said, oh, man, let me run down there and make sure that I play the right track. So that was Bobby Womack. You know, it's amazing to me how, like I said, every day we hear about people going through changes, doing things, and then we kind of take our lives for granted. And I don't think we mean to take it for granted. But we let those intrusive thoughts get so deep in our head, sometimes we just can't see our way through. So we start thinking nothing's good, nothing's going to happen, nobody supports us. And like I said, you let those intrusive thoughts get in your head long enough, you'll start to believe that. And I'm not saying that every day is going to be a bed of roses, because it's not. But I want you to start thinking about, you know what, I've got to hang in there. That's what the guy said about the 3 years he was in this. Didn't have a job, and they were working on this trucking idea. You know, he says, the best thing you can do is just don't give up. Just so if you want something out of life, you just have to go for it. I'm writing a book called The Blue Rose, and this young black woman is a cousin to the queen, and she's fighting her on some issues about letting one of the most famous composers die dead broke. He's already sick. And she just feels like he shouldn't go out of the world like that. But eventually he does die. His name is Antonio Vivaldi. And it's a true story, at least about Vivaldi dying. Now, the black girl is kind of artificial that I made up. But I'm trying to show people that she was concerned because he taught her how to play music. And she also was fighting with the church about an issue called the castrati, which they were castrating young boys so that they could sing in higher pitches. And she hated that issue. So the queen kept telling her she was really bucking the system. And sometimes, like I said, I just don't want you to get all bent out of shape, because when you find a good relationship, try to hold on to it. Doesn't mean you're going to, but just try to hold on to the good things in life. And you may not make those millions of dollars that you want. You may not get the car that you want, the house that you want, but you just have to keep working toward it. And you might end up getting it. But the main thing is don't give up. We're going to listen to another track by Bobby Womack. Then we're going to turn it up a little bit more with some stuff by Mesa. But let's get one more Bobby Womack track in. And I think everybody knows this one. If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl. So he's saying, hey, don't always worry about making money and stuff like that, because you may miss me. I can't do two things at once. But let's listen to Bobby Womack.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? Y'all don't mind, I like to talk about this woman of mine.
She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, she's telling me about the things that a girlfriend's got, what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. Right.
selfish. I feel like I wanna testify. If you're thinking on and on and on and on, oh, to the greatest of the night, girl.
Talk a little bit about the things that they've done to create their careers and the ups and downs they went through. But tonight we're just kind of chilling. Is that what they call it, chilling or laxing or pipping or popping or what? I don't know. Whatever the new sayings are. But anyway, tonight we're kind of in a little bit of a groove. I found a track by Jessica Reedy. I played it before, Close My Eyes. It's really a pretty track. And I've got some beautiful tracks we're going to play tonight. So I'm enjoying my show, and I'm really getting uplifted by my friends and emails and everything. So, and I got a lot of birthday wishes. I told everybody for Father's Day I didn't want any more ties and underwear and socks, so I actually didn't get anything. And that was funny. No, I did get something. And I want to send a shout-out to my son, Jacob Stewart, and let him know, hey, I love him very much. So we're going to play this track by Jessica Reedy, When I Close My Eyes. And I kind of played this before, too, on one of my other tracks, but I like it.
When I close my eyes, there's a peace that soothes my mind. A gentle place unknown, where you and I meet, we meet alone. When I
see a picture of your smile. With you, I feel secure. The softness of your lies serenades my heart as I see.
You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, the renowned author, highly recognized. I like the sound of that. Anyway, that was my girl, Jessica Reedy. We're going to take a quick PSA when we come back. We got a track by Liv Warfield, my girl out of Peoria, where I will be in, I think it's August 29th. I got to look at my calendar date. I can't remember all the places I'm booked for. But let's get to this PSA about strokes, because I don't want you to have one. I want you to really take care of yourself. I want you to be around for as long as I am, because I always say I'm going to be around for 800 years. I'm going to see Moses and Noah's Ark, and I'll be counting two by two. Two of me, four of me, eight of me. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh! Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
And we're back, and that was our health PSA. And actually, we got some new PSAs that came in. I just haven't had a chance to load them. Like I said, this week, you have to kind of overlook me. It's been kind of hectic for me. But I'm getting back on track. So let's get to Liv Warfield, who originally came from Peoria, who's now out in Oklahoma doing some great things. But Liv Warfield, Catch Me If You Can, which is usually the song I play when I'm leaving my show. But this time, I'm not leaving that soon. I know I can't try out for a singing audition, though. I do know that. Man, tonight is just slipping by. It is 8 o'clock. We got 30 more minutes into the show, and I am glad that you're with me tonight. I mean, I feel so good to have so many listeners, 15,500. That's a heck of a lot of people. And I thank them all for listening to my show, and I thank them for buying my books. And, yes, I'm going to become the new Black Walt Disney. I think I got only about another year to go, and I'll be talking like that guy with the 3 years with the trucks. We should be all over the country doing well. We're going to listen to a track by Reuben Studdard called The Closeness of You, and I kind of like that. So if you got anybody close on your mind, bring them out there. Tell them in your mind that they're close to you. And I like Reuben Studdard. Lost a lot of weight, too, and so he looks great. So again, I want you to stay healthy. And I want you not to let those intrusive thoughts get in your head because they just aren't worth it. I was just reading something on my board and just thinking back. And one of the things I found, it said, for most people, intrusive thoughts are a fleeting, and that's the word fleeting, annoyance. In other words, they'll kind of come to you and they need to be fleeting annoyances. The thoughts from time to time, including thoughts impulsive abusive outbursts or utterances, meaning that sometimes you just lose control. So, but they say that such bad thoughts are universal among humans and have almost certainly always been a part of the human condition. So what they're saying is you're going to have those thoughts. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have it when you really think nothing's going on good for you. But I want you to get rid of those thoughts, or at least don't let them become so active in your life. Because, like I said again, don't take life for granted. You only get to live one life.
That excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, baby, yeah, it's just the nearness of you. Oh baby, baby, is it your sweet conversation that brings me? Oh no, baby, baby, it's just the madness of you. When I'm in your love, and I feel you so close to me, oh my wife.
Celebrating the 4th of July. So nobody's in the engineering room except me playing on the board. So I guess you just have to get used to it. Hope I don't make no mistakes like I did before. You know what? I'm going to play this track by Mesa, All My Life, because I like Mesa in the first place. And again, I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of videos this week to pick out a lot of new tracks. So we're just kind of going over the tracks and playing a lot of stuff that was on my board. But I like Mesa, and these are like a lot of the recording artists I like anyway. Mesa's really good. So let's play a track by Mesa called All My Life. And like I said, don't let those intrusive thoughts take over your world. Just don't do it. I know I'm going to be the greatest writer in the world, and I know you're going to find that happiness that you want. You just got to keep working at it. Won't come easy. It's going to be a lot of pain and sorrow coming that way, but guess what? When you finally find that happiness, you're going to say, hey, thank God I finally found that. And just enjoy the times you had. I really enjoyed my mom when she was alive. And you know I understand what pain is. My father and my mother died the same year. So, but I loved them, and they gave me a lot of joy and told me, hey, don't be sad. So my producers and everybody else said, don't be sad tonight. Don't be playing no Tony Braxton and crying all on the board. And I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to enjoy life. And I want you to listen to Mesa. I like this track.
Just can't wait. I've been loving you all my life.
You know, that was a great track to play behind Rupert Stutter. They kind of sound alike on those tracks, not so much the singers, but the instrumentals. I mean, that was really, really good. They're shooting fireworks outside. Man, I thought I heard some shotguns or something. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday, 4th of July, and happy 4th. And I even got my license renewed. Did you know they now they give you a piece of paper? They don't really give you the license. They gave me a piece of paper and told me they had to mail my license to me. I said, man, that is tripped out. And this year they didn't take the eye test. So I said, are you sure you guys know what you're doing? But they say that's the new law. So maybe your state is like that. But June 30th was my birthday. And, yes, I got my license renewed. Man, that was something else. Hey, I'm going to play a track by Tina Turner called The Best. Because I am the best. My fans are the best. And I like Tina Turner. We haven't heard from her for a while. So let's get a Tina Turner track going. And the time is 8:13. So we're almost done with the show. Let's get Tina in here.
I call you, I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me, why? You come to me.
And that was Tina Turner singing Simply the Best. And you know, when I think when they recorded that, I think they were talking about Don S. McClure. You simply the best. You're better than anyone. I kind of like that. That song kind of cheered me up. I'm simply the best. Yep. Well, I guess I am simply the best. Hey, let me play a track by Dionne Warwick. Again, I don't want you to take life for granted, and I know we all have hard times. I just want you to start thinking about there are truly, truly some good times ahead. And like I tell by the songs from Mesa and Whitney Houston, it's like, hey, call a person, text them, tell them you love them, whatever, but keep in touch. That's so important. I lost a really good friend of mine in Memphis. I had been putting off calling her for a while, and when I went back, they said, man, she passed last year. She had a tumor. So I'm telling you, keep those relationships vital. If they're good relationships, keep in touch. Now, if they're bad, then I guess you got to let them go. But let's listen to Dionne Warwick. I'm going to try to scream so you can hear me on the radio. And I like this track. I Say a Little Prayer.
Forever, forever, forever.
kind of our smooth show. And again, I enjoyed that. Hey, I'm going to hit you with a track by Regina Bell called If I Could. And like I said, think about this. Life is too short to do a whole lot of worrying, and I don't want you to worry about a lot of stuff. So for those people out there that think nobody's in their corner, I'm telling you, listen to this track by Regina Bell. It may not come today. It may not come tomorrow. But I'm telling you, your problems are going to be wiped away. So keep the faith, and let's listen to Regina Bell, which might be the last track that I play for the night. But if I could, I'd take my magic wand and change your life and make it better. So just hang in there.
If I could, I'd protect you from the sadness in your eyes, give you courage in a world of compromise. Yes, I would. If I could, I would teach you all the things I've never learned, and I'd help you cross the bridges that I burned. Yes, I would. If I could, I would try to shield your
life for granted. Don't waste your time, I hate when she comes to my ear with 10 seconds. But I got to get out of here and enjoy life because that's all you have. So it's the end of my show tonight. We're going to end 60 seconds earlier and have a good one.